Hi, my name is Anthony Thomas, CEO of Thomas Media TV. Thank you for joining my podcast. This is my Anchor version. Be sure to catch my SoundCloud podcast and be sure to join me on LiveMe. I just got off live on UpLive Broadcasting. And pretty good network. We're gaining some people over there. But today we came to talk about CIA, FBI, rabbit hole. Yes, it's true. I've been saying that for a while. These are not police. They are working with elements in police work that they are not supposed to be executing. Like, for instance, hiding victims. The police are not supposed to be hiding people. How are they able to do that? Well, they have help from the intelligence agencies to do so. Following people. They ought not be following people, tracking people, unwarranted surveillance to put people in jail. I just left the jail today. And the jail and the hospital have a requirement to, you know, check in. Believe it or not, that's how this whole thing started. The jail took an unauthorized blood test. I did research, and the blood test they took from me, unauthorized at the jail, ended up at Stanford Hospital. Stanford was the last hospital I went to. I saw a doctor there, told them exactly what happened with the doctors that tried to hurt me. And I haven't talked to that doctor since. She won't call me back. I was supposed to get a referral for environmental pollution. Hospital made me allergic to the environment. In other words, I'm the boy in the bubble without the bubble. So we're at this point now where CIA, FBI were led down a rabbit hole. Of course, if you ask for sex in the intelligence agencies, ladies, I would suggest you lead them down a rabbit hole. I'm not having sex with anyone for this government. If they think that that's going to save the world, look out. I posted a video to Google Plus about the future of technology. It was some opinions from a reporter I thought were valid. Partially valid, take what you want, leave the rest. But it goes to show that technology is definitely leading the way in surveillance, prosecution, and terrorism investigations. These surveillance techniques are being performed by CIA, FBI, apparently because of the techniques that they're using to entrap and jail and falsely prosecute and hide victims. Now, we say that they're not supposed to be doing that to American citizens. They're not supposed to be following people. But now, with technology at the level that it's at, we are able to track human beings. I thought Pokemon and a human being was about the worst a person could do to another person, but that's just the beginning of surveillance, tracking, false prosecutions, and hiding the victims. When you look at the Pokemon game itself, you'll see that it does need personal identification tokens in order for that game to work. So it's a hoax. Thank you very much for showing up to my podcast, and we'll be doing more on this in the next episode.